Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's happening, guys? Happy Friday, and thank you for joining a very special episode of Your Welcome. I'm down in Miami for tonight's Eagle FC, and to get you guys set for the showdown between Diego Sanchez and Kevin Lee, I thought I'd share this preview that I did with some of the guys yesterday. But before we get to that, a quick message about today's sponsor. Uncle Chael here with a little investment advice on cryptocurrency. I've been studying and investing in crypto for quite some time, and now I understand it might feel like a secret or exclusive club, but let me tell you, to put your mind at ease, it's not. Our friends at Coinbase believe that everyone everywhere should be able to get in the door. Whether you've been trading for years or just getting started, Coinbase can help. Maybe you identify as crypto curious. If you've thought about entering the world of cryptocurrency but felt a little overwhelmed, Coinbase makes learning to buy and sell very simple. Coinbase offers a trusted, easy-to-use platform to buy, sell, and spend cryptocurrency. They support the most popular digital currencies on the market and make them accessible to everyone. They offer portfolio management and protection, learning resources, and a mobile app so you can trade securely and monitor your crypto all in one place. Millions of people in over 100 countries trust Coinbase with their digital assets. Whether you're looking to diversify or just getting started or searching for a better way to access crypto markets, guys, start today with Coinbase. Sign up at coinbase.com/chael for $10 in free Bitcoin. This offer is for a limited time only, so be sure you sign up today. That's coinbase.com/chael for $10 in free Bitcoin. What's happening, guys? Welcome back on March 11th. That might be tonight for some of you. That might be tomorrow, but Friday, March 11th, Eagle FC is returning. Want you all to watch it live and free. Just go to eaglefc.com to sign up. The heavyweight championship for the first time ever is going to be disputed. Speaking of which, we are joined by our founder, the most dominant MMA athlete of all time and future UFC Hall of Famer. Congratulations on that. Khabib Nurmagomedov. Speaking of world champions, got Kamaru Usman, the reigning 170-pound king, who is also ranked number one in the world, pound for pound. And what can I say about this man that he hasn't already said about himself? Triple C is in the house. How are you, Henry? All right, guys, I want to get right into this because, Khabib, this is all about a belt. We were all young boys at one time, and we all had the same dream, was getting that big belt put around us in front of the world. The heavyweight championship goes down tomorrow. First off, good job on the belt. Second off, what do you think of the matchup?
You know, it's like we have very good matchup. Rizwan Kunia versus Hamilton. Anthony Hamilton, you know, like Anthony Hamilton, he is like former UFC fighter. He have a lot of fight in UFC, and Rizwan is a real beast. You know, I see how he trained last couple weeks in Vegas, and I watch almost all his fight here in Eagle FC, and he's real deal. You know, he finish opponents. He's very good on feet. He know how to wrestle. He know how to grapple. You know, it's like he's gonna be a problem for anybody in the world.
And Kamar, you would know this. As a 170-pounder, if you had 20 pounds or you had 25 pounds on a guy, you would know that's a meaningful advantage. That's exactly what Rizwan is going to be working against tomorrow. Hamilton weighed in at 24 pounds, heavier than Rizwan did. How does that make a difference in the heavyweight class?
It makes a difference, you know, in the heavyweight class when you're constantly on top of each other and you have to be in those grappling exchanges. But the way that Rizwan moves and the way that he fights, he's light on his feet. He's able to move around guys. I think that's going to be the difference, because if you're able to do that, you negate that exchange to where you don't necessarily have to have that physical exchange, to where you have all that weight on top of you. And of course, you don't want to be underneath him. But he's got the wrestling to be able to move around and to outwork this guy. And that's what I think makes him the champion. You know, he's good in all facets of the game. And I think if he's able to just employ all of that, he's going to remain the champion.
And Henry, you had a chance to sit down earlier with both Hamilton and Rizvan. What did you take away from those personal meetings? Who seemed to have a more game face, if you will?
Well, I mean, talking to Rizvan, because we started with him in the beginning, it's almost like he has this composure to him. And when somebody has that composure to him, like not just in fighting, but when they actually speak, it's there's a demeanor that I really like from him. You know, this is the young gun versus an experienced former UFC fighter who was trying to, you know, he was fighting for now for the heavyweight champion of the world here at Eagle SC. So it's a clash of two people trying to make a name, but it's the young gun versus the experienced gorilla.
Sure. And, you know, Khabib, when we do talk about the magnitude of a championship fight, let alone the first heavyweight fight, but we then realize it's not the main event. Kevin Lee and the legend himself, Diego Sanchez, are going to be headlining a show in the first ever 165-pound weight class. How did you come to this matchup?
You know, I'm very excited about this main event. You know, it's like Kevin Lee and Diego Sanchez, they already fight in UFC, fight for the title, you know, fight for the lightweight title, you know. And they have very big experience. You know, like even Kevin Lee, he is like 29 years old. He have big experience. He fight one of the biggest guy in the sport. And, you know, and of course we have legend himself, Diego Sanchez. You know, it's like I'm very excited about this fight because this fight gonna happen in 165. This is not 155 or 170. This is a little bit different, you know. Even when you cut like 3 more kilo, you're like, five pounds, like this is make difference fight, you know. This is about how you're gonna recover it. This is about like how much you're gonna cut, or maybe your opponent gonna cut more, or maybe gonna be lighter. It's like this is not heavyweight fight. This is 165, and this make like little bit difference. But I think if I'm gonna be coach both of them, I'm gonna give advice for Diego Sanchez. Make him tired. Just try to make him tired. But if I'm going to be coach of Kevin Lee, I'm going to give him advice, just don't rush, touch, punch. Don't go all the time, like, don't try to finish him in first round, because Diego Sanchez, he have big experience, and he good on ground too.
He doesn't go away,
yeah,
right?
He's going to be on your face all the time, you know? And, like, it's going to be very interesting and exciting fight. I'm very excited about this main event.
So, Kamar, the first time I ever heard the idea suggested of 165 pounds, it was from Kevin Lee. He was at a press conference, and he was trying to pitch this to Dana White. Ben Askren quickly backs it up. 4, 5, 6 other guys that didn't want to have to deal with you get on board with it, but we never saw it. Essentially, Kevin Lee calling for a weight class, getting the weight class, and getting a main event spot. He's got some pressure on him, no?
I'm a little bit mad at Khabib for being the first to really step out here and do this, because now you start to take food off my plate. You know, now you're starting something, and next thing you know, it might spread like wildfire.
Sure.
The UFC might decide, you know what? Yeah, let's adopt that. And now I'm starting to lose contenders. So, but I'm excited because now you really give some of those guys that are hanging out in between those weight classes, you give them an opportunity for them to really excel. And that's what I think we're going to see here with guys like Kevin Lee. He called it,
yep.
Called the shot, and now here it is. And you're taking on a guy who is one of those guys that's annoying to fight.
Yes.
He's not going to go away. Like, being honest with my assessment of both of their games right now, Kevin Lee's kind of the fresher fighter. You know, he's had recent competition at the highest level. So I would give him kind of a bit of an advantage in that aspect. But Diego Sanchez is just one of those guys who's crazy enough to not care about that. Who's gonna come forward, who's always gonna stay in your face. And Kevin Lee, if you haven't worked on that gas tank to where you're able to keep that composure throughout the course of the fight, it could be a long night. But I've actually had the chance to witness him in camp. He's made a recent change down here to Sanford MMA to where, I mean, I watched this guy spar with some of the best strikers.
And you're talking Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lee, grapplers to where I think he's, and I, towards the tail end of the camp, I'm starting to see him. And I see that he's dialed in. He's not basically acting on how he was before in his career. Because you come to a new gym, and we know it. You come to a new gym in a gym like Sanford.
Yeah.
You get beat on pretty well. But he was able to take it. He was able to dish it back. And I saw him keep his composure in there. I think it's going to translate in here, and I think we might be seeing a new Kevin Lee.
All right, Henry, Coach Khabib put his coaching cap on a minute ago. He said, if I was coaching, I would encourage Kevin Lee to get Diego tired. The number one way that Diego gets people tired is by the rope-a-dope. He will get beat. He will get beat till you're tired of hitting him. Is that a good strategy?
Now you're talking about for Diego Sanchez or Kevin
Lee?
Diego Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, to reach its own, these guys are actually very similar. And if you look around, look at the size of this cage. This cage isn't the biggest cage in the world. So these guys are going to, this is going to be nonstop action. That 5-pound difference, what Khabib was talking about, Chael, is a big difference because it's not the 5 pounds. It's what do you got to shave off or get off of those 5 pounds? A lot of people are in betweeners. That 15-pound difference, you drop it down to 10, people will compete a little bit different.
Sure.
So I looked about a 165-pound weight division. And then, two, he always wanted to fight the man that he's fighting under now. You know, how ironic.
Yeah.
And to be able to, everything kind of comes full circle. This is going to be an action-packed fight. You got two fighters that have a chip on their shoulder that really want to demonstrate to the world who they are, and they're going to do it here at Eagle FC.
Cool. Kamar, I got to ask you a personal question. The last time I saw you was on something known as the internet, and you had come out of surgery. You hadn't told anybody, but your hand was all wrapped up. Then there was a talk of a delay with your fight with Leon, which, by the way, is a fight that I still have never heard a date of. How is the hand? I see it's not wrapped. What's up with the fight with Leon Edwards?
Yeah, the hand is not wrapped. Surgery went well, and based on kind of the magnitude of the injury, which I didn't even realize at the time, I just felt like something. I knew something was wrong. They're telling me it's going to take some time. I got to give it the time and not rush it because, of course, I want to be in the gym. I was in the gym today trying to do whatever I could. I want to be back as soon as possible. But they're telling me not to rush it because this is the moneymaker, is my hands. Without my hands, I can't train. I can't do anything. I can't compete. So I'm going to take the time, but I've said it. You know, Leon Edwards is going to be the guy. And, you know, when that date is announced, I'm going to make it happen.
All right, fellas, let's go around the horn here. I want to hear what fight you're most excited about on the card. One that we haven't talked about, of course, not the heavyweight championship, not our main event. I'll go first, and I'll just throw you Ray Borg. And it's really for personal reasons. I think that Ray Borg put on not only the fight of the night at the last Eagle FC, I thought it was the greatest fight of his career. Ray Borg was losing handily in the first round. His boxing wasn't enough. His wrestling wasn't enough. Then you've got the personal story. Ray Borg's son. And Ray Borg talked to us today. This is very heavy stuff that I'm about to tell you. But Henry and I sat in on this. And Ray Borg told us, my son is my hero. And the reason for that, he said, you know, I choose to cut weight. I choose to go to practice. I choose to not go to practice. My son doesn't have a choice. Huh. And it was, yeah, this was powerful. When he said this was powerful stuff, and I don't think there's any way to hear that story and not be pulled to Ray Borg. So I'll go first, but I'd love to hear what your fight of the night's going to be that you're looking forward to.
Yeah, I mean, I agree completely with that fight because what Ray Borg showed us the last Eagle FC here in Miami was the reinvigoration of himself. He had some tough things that he had to deal with there with his stint in the UFC. But he ended up here in Eagle FC, and he reinvigorated himself. He came out first round lost. I mean, there's arguably 10-8.
Sure.
And then he was able to just basically refocus his mind, come back, and put on an amazing performance. That right there shows that Ray Borg is willing to fight for any and everything that is motivating him. To be able to go out there and switch, turn the tide like that, I'm excited to see him fight again. And what an amazing fight against Ricky Bandeas. I mean, this, we know what Ricky Bandeas did while he was over there in Bellator MMA. And him coming here, and that's going to be an exciting fight. That's a fight that I can't wait. There's a couple fights on the prelim. I got to mention my boy Tyler Ray. I mean, this guy's been putting in work for years. Also training at Sanford MMA, putting in work for years. And I think this is going to be a future star here in Eagle FC and onwards. And, of course, my training partner, Archie Colgan. I mean, Archie, you know, Kwame, as I like to call him. Wrestler from Wyoming, you know, D1 wrestler from Wyoming. Spectacular wrestler. Once I got back to Colorado and I started training, this is my main training partner because he's so fast, he's so agile, but he doesn't like to wrestle in his fights. He likes to use his hand. He likes to bang and get guys out of there.
Is he fast enough? Is he quick?
Oh, my God. He's like a cat. And, of course, all his finishes, first round. So I can't wait to see those fights. I mean, it's going to be a spectacular event.
It could be outside the heavyweight championship of the main event. What are you looking forward to?
I think someone's going to slip on this fight. Like, I truly believe. I think, like, first round or second round, someone's going to slip. But about Ray Borg, I think, like, I'm going to be honest. Like, all Eagle FC 45 show, it was, like, most impressive fighter like for myself, you know, like it was most impressive fight in Eagle FC history. How Ray Borg did like after first round and he come back second round, you know, how did this, like, I was like so impressed about him, you know, like I'm very excited about his fight versus Banderas, because Banderas is like, he's gonna be there, he's very good striker, Ray Borg very good striker, and they gonna, it's gonna be hell of a fight, sure, on striking game, you know. And I'm very excited about Raymond versus Kasanganai. You know, Raymond Magomedaliev, we see last here in Miami when he fight, he finished very good striker, very good striker,
Anthony
Njokuani, you know. And he's gonna fight versus wrestler, grappler, Kasanganai. You know, this guy have a good record. He fight with very tough guys, and you know, he know to wrestle, grapple. He's gonna pressure him, and it's very interesting how Raymond gonna deal with him. You know, because I know him. He trained with us. He trained in my gym, and you know, he's like amazing striker. You know, his knee, his elbow, his distance. You know, he world champion, amateur world champion in Wushu Sanda, Muay Thai. You know, it's very interesting how he gonna deal with him. You know, with the Kasanganai.
Excellent, Henry. I know you've been studying this card. I was in meetings with you all day. What are you most looking forward to?
Oh man, pretty much the whole main card is amazing. The whole card in general, but the fight that really comes to mind is the 165 pound weight, sure, division, and that's Ferreira, the Brazilian, versus Jussola, you know, from Minneapolis, Minnesota. I mean, this is a clash of two styles, so it's pretty cool that, you know, the people that don't get a chance to see us go through the fighter meeting, it's like, man, you see the tenacity, and you get a chance to hear them speaking. What is it that, how is it you're going to beat this opponent? They kind of give you their two cents on what their game plan is going to be, and I just think, like, that fight is going to be fireworks. Obviously, I believe Jussola has, it's a fun thought, and we found this out during our fighter meeting. He was a partner for you, Jussola, for some time, and he was actually a partner for Conor McGregor, too. Which is crazy to find out that...
Felt
that,
you both. I was interested in that as well.
You know what I'm saying? So I thought it was a bit trippy, but even just looking at the whole fight card as a whole, Chael, it's like there's three title contenders, former title contenders that fought for the UFC titles here at Eagle FC. Diego Sanchez, Kevin Lee, and Ray Borg.
Yep.
You know, this is an amazing card from top to bottom. I can't wait to commentate and have front row seat with Uncle Chael.
I love it. And you guys, check it out. It might be tonight. It might be tomorrow, based on when you see this. But it's going to be Friday, March 11th, 6 o'clock Eastern, live and free. Go to eaglefc.com right now and sign up. All right, guys, that's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoy the fights tonight. And if you haven't heard it yet, go check out the other episode I posted today, which I have to admit is one of the best ones I've ever done. Have a great weekend, and I promise I'll be back on Wednesday. Until then, I'm Chael Sonnen, and you are welcome.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.